Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ruthven. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ruthven. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lonnie Smith. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting third. The first baseman, David Green. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Obergfell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Ramsey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Forsch. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Forsch. And now, play ball. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Dernier reaches second base with a double. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dernier moves to third. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dernier scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Green scoops it up and throws to first, with Forsch covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. David Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Smith steals second. David Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Smith steals third. David Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith scores. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Cardinals, 1. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Green scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hebner moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hebner scores. Davis moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. There goes Verizer trying to get to third. Hendrick throws the ball into Obergefell, who tags Verizer for the out. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dernier hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops it up and throws to first, with Ruthven covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruthven fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruthven fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Hall reaches second base with a double. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Hebner reaches second base with a double. Hall scores. It's 4-1. Cubs. Jeff Lottie now pitching. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hebner moves to third. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Verizer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruthven hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. David Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moreland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-1 in the game. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier who is chasing the ball. McGee reaches third base with a triple. Obergefell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Cubs. Andy Van Slyke pinch hits for Mike Ramsey. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGee scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Steve Braun pinch hits for Jeff Lottie. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Van Slyke moves to third. Rich Borde now pitching. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Van Slyke scores. Braun moves to third. It's Cubs, 4, Cardinals, 4. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops it up and throws to first, with Borde covering, for the out. Braun scores. Smith moves to second. One out. It's 5-4, Cardinals. David Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Obergefell now playing second base. Andy Van Slyke now playing third base. Ricky Horton now pitching. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Van Slyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews pinch hits for Mel Hall. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neil Allen now pitching. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Matthews now playing left field. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Van Slyke is walked intentionally. Neil Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier, who is chasing the ball. Allen reaches third base with a triple. Porter scores. Van Slyke goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Cardinals. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Tito Landrum now playing left field. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verizer strikes out. One out. Gary Woods pinch hits for Rich Borde. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dernier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into left field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Warren Bruststar now pitching. Gary Woods now playing center field. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. one out. David Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woods. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGee. The throw from Davis and he is safe. McGee steals second. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Slyke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Van Slyke is walked intentionally. Neil Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Davis fields it and throws to third for the out. Van Slyke moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tito Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Verizer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ronce pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Ronce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Say moves to second. Bill Buckner pinch hits for Warren Bruce Starr. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Say moves to third. Woods moves to second. Henry Cotto pinch runs for Bill Buckner. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-4 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Say scores. Woods moves to third. Cotto moves to second. It's 7-5, Cardinals. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a fly ball into left field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.